Powerful Choice FM. So finally, we get to speak to Uncle Angus Buchan right here on Dagbreek op 100.5 FM. Good morning, Uncle Angus.
Good morning to you, Neil.
Hello. Wow, what an absolute privilege to speak to you this morning.
Thank you very much, Niels. And is Sunette there?
Good morning, Uncle Angus. It is such a wonderful privilege. We know you are a busy, very busy man because you're working on the farm and you're also farming for God. Uncle Angus, we've been talking this whole week about something needs to be done and there's an urgency brewing amongst people and everyone's asking the question, what is that something we need to do? It's been so beautiful for me to see the people of Senekal getting together yesterday, having a prayer meeting, praying for peace in preparation for everyone who want to go there and meet there on Friday. From your heart, Uncle Angus, what is it we need to pray for?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Sunette and Niels. And thank you for just reminding your listeners that I am a farmer. I'm an evangelist, but I'm a farmer. And I'm living on the farm, Niels. I'm not living in overseas or anywhere else. I'm right here. I'm right in the middle of KZN. All my children are farming, Sunette. Mm-hmm. All of them. So we farm cattle. We farm American quarter horses. We farm sugarcane, timber, cabbages, strawberries.
Everything.
You're talking to a farmer. You know, I just wanted to make the ground level here.
So this whole situation is very close to home.
Exactly, that's my point. You know, the thing is, I did send a clip out. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it.
Yes, we did on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's my heart, Sunette. You know, Sunette, I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I have 11 grandchildren. Okay, and you know, I'm saying to the people, please be calm. Now I'll tell you why. What's happened is a horrific, brutal, demonic thing, okay? That's the only way I can describe it, Niels. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's nothing, there's no reason for it. I don't believe that it is a racial thing. I don't believe that. I believe it is a devilish thing because black and white are getting murdered and we just look at the corruption and we need to fight on our knees, okay? Fight on our knees. We need to pray, like the people are doing in Senegal at the moment, but as a nation. Now, I just want to remind you, Niels, Sunette, remember what happened when we went to Bloemfontein? Mm. There was about 1.4 million people there. We prayed. What happened after that? We had a change of government, remember?
Yeah.
The nuclear power station that was going to bankrupt this nation was all of a sudden, coincidentally, right? Not coincidentally, God incidentally, okay? It was shelved as unconstitutional.
Yes.
The rand, which had been trashed, all of a sudden strengthened, and the maize crop that we thought was going to be a drought became a bumper crop. And we're going to go on and on. And remember, the ministers were praying in parliament and singing hymns.
Yeah.
We need to stand firm. I really want to say to you, Niels, you know, my oldest son is a past president of Natal Agriculture. He's also on the board with SA Agri. He's up there with those guys all the time. And he says to me, Dad, this is a minority thing. And I really would like your listeners to listen up. And I know there's a lot of angry people out there. And I understand that. I'm not saying for a minute that we just got to be passive about it. Not at all. You know, I've told the guys they must defend their families, they must be responsible, and not just sit down and just be doormats. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But what I am saying, and this is very important, that these upstarts are minority groups. It is not the whole population of South Africa.
Yeah.
Niels, if you go into the street, you speak to the average man or woman, they'll tell you they want peace.
Yes.
Okay? Because they've also got children. And they've got a responsibility. And they have to put bread on the table. And they have to find a job. So what we need to do is we need to be mature. Okay? And I want to speak particularly, Niels, if you don't mind. So there, I know you're there. But I want to speak to this man. Are you a father, Niels?
I am not.
Okay, well, I'm not speaking to you. Sinead, are you?
I'm a mother, yes.
Are you a mother? Are you?
Yes.
You sound too young to be a mother. But anyway, what I want to say to you is, jokes aside, you know, Niels, your son, one day when you get married and you have children, now listen to me, your son will not do as you tell him. Your son will do what you do.
Yeah.
Have you got it? So if your son is a drunkard, and you come to him, Angus, and you say, Uncle Angus, what must I do? You know the first question I'm going to ask you? I'm going to say, do you have any alcohol in your house?
Yes. Okay.
And you say, yeah. I'm going to say, well, then I don't want to talk to you anymore. If you say, my son does not respect women, okay, but you beat up his mother, what do you expect, man?
Mm.
Have you got it? We need to stand up and be counted as fathers. We are the biggest problem in this country, Sinead, is a fatherless generation. Do you agree?
Sure. I agree. And men have such important positions of authority that, in my opinion, I find that they don't always realize the importance and the authority that they carry, and they don't always walk in it.
Thank you. Now, that's what I wanted to hear, Sinead. You see, because of Mighty Men and a few other things, a lot of people think I'm a male chauvinist and that I don't respect women. I want to tell you that God told me in my heart to have a Mighty Men conference all those years ago in 2003 because of the women, to teach the men, okay, Niels, to be prophet, priest, and king in their home,
yeah,
to take the lead, to put bread on the table, and to teach their children how to spend time with God. Now, the problem is, if there is no father figure, then the young guys don't know how to behave. And that's when they take the law into their own hands. So I want to say to the men that are listening to this program, you need to be responsible. Okay? And we need to teach our children to look to God. I also want to say something else about the women. You know, the women work hard, eh, Niels? They put bread on the table, and they get their kids up in the morning, and the men, I'm talking about black and white, they need to get off their backsides, excuse my language, and they need to get out there and start doing some work. And I'm telling you what, it'll make a difference in this country.
Indeed.
Because you agree with me, Neil?
Indeed.
We need to lead from the front, and especially as Christians. You know, I said to a group of farmers many years ago, before the elections, the one guy that they had a bit of an attack in their community, and the one guy was seething mad, and I understand that. And he said, we want blood, you know, we want revenge. So I said to him, in front of a whole lot of farmers, I said, okay, so what you're telling me is you're prepared to take your young wife and your little children and put them on the altar for the sake of a little bit of revenge. Is that what you're saying? I'll tell you what, he went quiet, eh? His face went pale. I said, listen, man, you must realize that we are here not for ourselves, we are here for our families. Niels, Sinead, the last thing that South Africa wants and needs at this time is a civil war, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
We don't want it.
Nobody wants it. No black person, no white person in their right senses. And when people say, no, we're going to take up arms, who are you actually going to fight? Some poor guy walking down the street, who are you actually going to attack? Are you going to attack the South African Defense Force? You see what I'm getting at? It's pointless. And we need to think about what we're doing. As men, as fathers, as protectors of our families, we've got to lead by example.
Mm.
Correct?
Yeah, I think leadership and guidance at the moment is what men, women, children of all colors and ages are looking for. And as a guide and a leader in South Africa, Uncle Angus, for many, many years you've been, I think the question we're all asking is, do we pull up in numbers to Senekal tomorrow? And if we do, what do we do there? What do we ask for? We go on our knees and we pray and we say we want a quick end to this. We want peace. We want our enemies to be devastated. What do we specifically ask for? And do we go there in numbers?
Yeah. You know what I want to say, and look, I mean, I've nailed my colours to the mast many years ago, Niels. Some people love me, some people hate me, eh? But I'm standing on what God's word says. I've also prayed about the same thing myself, Niels. And I've been advised by, I've got a lot of advisors. A lot of them are, most of them are farmers from all over South Africa. I'm talking about the Karoo farmers. I'm talking about farmers in the Free State. I'm talking about farmers that even live around Senekal. You know, tomorrow, if it's going to be a confrontation, okay, because I've heard some young guys, now we're going, we're taking guns. What are you going to achieve?
Yeah.
You see? So if that's your attitude, I want to say very clearly, stay at home. I really mean that.
Yeah.
Stay at home and pray. Because we don't want a confrontation. We don't want it. Okay? There are certain political parties, and I'm not naming them, Niels. They want confrontation.
Mm.
And they'll tell you all kinds of stories in it for why they want it. They want exposure. That's what they want. And I would suggest that unless the Lord tells you very specifically, you know the old saying, if in doubt, don't.
Mm.
I would encourage, if the people that are listening are going to go there with guns, I would say, please don't go. We've got to respect the law. Now, as I'm saying that, I can hear some people saying, but the law is doing nothing. We need to pray. I really believe there's a change. I don't know if you know, I've been on two Zoom conferences in the last 2 days with our Chief Justice
and national leaders. No, we're aware of that. No.
Yeah, two. Okay, the one was at 7 o'clock. I think it was the night before last. I'm a bit tired myself because I was on another Zoom to Jerusalem yesterday. But two conferences with national leaders, community leaders, and church leaders, okay? And a good balance, mostly black, but a good balance of black and white, okay? And it was called by the Chief Justice, Mogoeng Mogoeng, who's also a personal friend of mine. And I want to tell you, we prayed for calm, for sanity.
Mm. Yeah.
This is not a time to lose your head, Niels.
Mm. I can already feel that calmness, Uncle Angus.
It is calm.
Mm.
Thank you. Bless you, Sunet. Well, I want to tell you that, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, eh?
This is true.
Correct? Two wrongs don't make a right. And, we've got to draw a line in the sand. Now, we say we love Jesus. Then we must do what Jesus would do. And I want to ask you, Niels, I don't know what your stand is, and you too, Sunet. Would Jesus go to Senegal with a gun?
Nope.
No, I think the answer is a definitive and clear no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So that's where I leave my case. And by the way, ek is nie 'n bang broek, eh? Okay, I'm not scared of it. I've run my race, okay? I'm living for the kids. I'm living for my grandchildren. I'm living for my fellow farmer, okay, who I love. I mean, I broke down the other day on the radio. I couldn't help it. I was so devastated by what happened.
Yeah.
Okay? It's happened all around me, son. So I'm not talking from an ivory tower somewhere in some secluded place, okay, with barbed wire fences around me. I'm on the farm. Ek is op die plaas. Okay? Yeah, that's my Afrikaans, Niels. Why are you laughing?
Incredible. No, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Anyway, I want to tell you, and I think it's good to laugh as well, eh? The Lord says we must, eh? It's like medicine. I want to say that I believe with all my heart that South Africa has still got an incredible future. And you just have to look around the world, Niels. Hey, Sunet, look around the world. Where would you rather be? Look what's happening in America. I mean, I'm not trying to make out that we haven't got a challenge, but look what's happening in America. Look what's happening in Britain. I mean, in Israel, I was talking to them yesterday. They're in stage 5.
Yes.
They can't leave their homes within 100 meters. And we're on stage 1 already, man. Hey?
This is true.
And the sun's shining and it's starting to rain and we're going to have the best crop in the Western Province and the boys here are about to start planting. We're going to move forward, man.
We
absolutely
are.
I have one last question for you. And I know you cannot give us a date or a time, but we are waiting for that revival. Do you feel that it's around the corner? Do you feel
now
it's
talking.
Coming?
Now we're talking. Why didn't you ask me that question at the beginning? Now, I want to tell you something, Sunet. And Niels, I want to tell you something. Next week on Tuesday, I'm going to the Western Cape, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have found a steam train, a train. And I want you to pray with me because we're going to book that train and we're going to have a revival train. Probably in February, we're going to start in Cape Town and we're starting to make our way. We're coming up Nelspruit Way, make no mistake, full of people.
Wow.
And we're going to stop at every town and we're going to get off it, no passengers, off the train and everybody going into the schools, hospitals, prisons, in the street, and we're going to tell people about the Prince of Peace. So I believe with all my heart that we are on the verge of the greatest revival this world will ever see. And that's why the devil, we must understand who the enemy is, Sunit.
Yeah.
The enemy is the devil, Satan himself, and his demons, Nils. And they will do everything they can, and they're trying their best, and they're going to lose, to put people against each other.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, domestic violence. I'm talking about gender violence. I'm talking about all kind of racial violence. I'm talking about everything. He'll do everything he can. We must understand who we're fighting. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. And the only way we can beat the devil is on our knees. And it's happening. Intercessors all over the world are praying for South Africa as I talk to you now.
What a great, great way to end this conversation with Uncle Angus. And we wish that we could speak to you for hours, Uncle Angus. But I think what is said, and what was necessary to say was said. Thank you for sharing with us this morning some of your thoughts, some of what you feel is necessary, and just bringing calm and peace back to our thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Uncle Angus.
Well,
hopefully we'll speak to you very soon, and hopefully we'll see you soon here in Nelspruit when you come on your train.
Amen. God bless you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Thank
bye.
Thank you, Uncle Angus. Wow, wat 'n absolute voorreg om met Angus Bakken te gesels net hier op Dagbreek op 100.5 FM so op 'n donderdagoggend. Soon, eh? 100.5 FM.